Well, good afternoon. Good to be back here and to be able to deliver another lesson for you. And hope and pray for the one who responded, Bernice, this morning, that's Maxwell and Craig will be speaking to her or have speaking to her, that all things will be well there. And so without further ado, ask you a question. Did you know that the Bible speaks of the FBI? The FBI. The Federal Bureau of Investigation? No, not that FBI. But these were the Jews of Berea. Turn to Acts 17 and verse 11. The Jews of Berea, city of Macedonia, the Apostle Paul on his second missionary journey brought the gospel to Berea. After he was practically run out of Thessalonica. But unlike the Jews of Thessalonica who rejected the gospel, the Bereans received the word, it says, with all readiness of mind and were willing to search the scriptures. So in Acts chapter 17, verse 11, it says, these were more noble than those of Thessalonica in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so. Therefore, they were said to be more noble, which means fair-minded. They didn't just reject what Paul had to say. They went and they searched the scripture. So how can we call them the FBI? Because, got to make sure you turn on your clicker. And make sure your battery's not dead. Because they were faithful Bible investigators. That's what they were. They were the Berean FBI. And what made these Bereans so faithful in Bible investigation? Well, you know, they weren't the Department of Investigation. They were the Disciples of Investigation. It was because of what they believed. That's what made them faithful Bible investigators, because of what they believed. And first of all, what they believed and was investigation. They believed in investigation. Just as the FBI has to conduct an intense investigation, so it was with these Bereans. They had to conduct their own investigations. It says here that they searched. They were not quick to dismiss what Paul had to say, but were willing to verify the truth through investigation. And so this showed that they had determination. They had determination. Turn to Psalm 119 and verse 10. Determination, because it says they searched. They searched, and they went on an intense search of searching the scriptures. It says that they searched daily. In Psalm 119 and verse 10, it says, with my whole heart I have sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. You must be willing to seek God's way. You have to be willing to seek God's way. But not only that, it showed their dedication. In Psalm 1, verses 1 and 2, it says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate
day and night.
Faithful investigator. Psalm 119 and verse 82, this is a man who really spent some time in the word of God. Psalm 119, 82. It says, my eyes fail for thy word. I've heard of gospel preachers who are said to burn the midnight oil. They're up all through the night searching God's word. Why? So they can bring us messages from the word of God. We have such one right here, Greg Dismuke, burning the midnight oil so they can know the word of God. They give their lives to the word of God. So therefore, they were faithful Bible investigators, these Bereans. They searched daily. Let me ask you a question. How much time do you spend in God's word? How much time do I spend in God's word? Can't just preach it to you. I got to preach to myself. How much time do I spend in God's word? They believed in investigation, but they also believed in inspiration. The FBI agent may have to rely on faulty testimony through interrogation. But the Bereans relied on the accurate testimony of inspiration. They searched what? The scriptures. Yes, they searched the scriptures. They didn't search their opinions. They didn't search traditions. They didn't search their feelings. Oh, I feel. You get that often, don't you? Well, I feel. No, they didn't do that. They didn't search Twitter. They didn't search WikiLeaks. They didn't search the Quran. That came too late. They didn't search the Book of Mormon. As this morning we spoke, that's another gospel. And they didn't say, let me ask my pastor. No, they searched the scriptures. Why? First of all, because of its source. 2 Timothy 3:16, very first part of that verse, it says all scripture is given by the inspiration of God. The word inspiration there literally means God breathed. In Matthew 4 and verse 4, remember when Jesus was led into the wilderness to be tempted. 40 days and 40 nights, he was without food. So Satan tempted him. Yeah, you be the Son of God, turn these rocks into food. What did Jesus reply? Man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth forth from the mouth of God. God breathed. Just as God breathed the breath of life into Adam, and he became a living soul, well, God breathed his words into the prophets, and they became the commandments of life. John 12 and verse 50, Jesus would say on that occasion, and I know that his commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak. God breathed. Even Jesus himself spoke because that's what the Father gave him to speak. God breathed. But not only just the source, they believed in the sureness of God's word. That's why they believed in inspiration. Psalm 19 and verse 7 says, the word of the Lord is what? Perfect. Perfect. Converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure. Making wise the simple. As the saying goes. Now, this is the wrong way to say it, but this is as the saying goes. God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. No. What the saying should say is God said it, that settles it, whether I believe it or not. In the words of the great preacher Marshall Keeble, the Bible is right. Amen. In the words of my beloved dad, Benny Thornton, what the book say? What the book say? Yes, not only that, but these Bereans believed in interpretation. The FBI agent has to gather all the evidence for evaluation. The Berean FBI looked to the Bible for interpretation. Why? It says to find out whether those things were so. That's the way the King James says it. To find out, the New King James, whether those things were so. That's why they were searching the scripture. If you want to know what God's word says, you have to go to God's word. Simple as that. And so why would they just go to God's word? Because of its consistency. 2 Peter 1, verses 20 through 21. On this occasion, Peter talking about the sureness of God's word, the fact that you can rely on it. He said, knowing this first, that no prophecy of scripture is of any private interpretation. That word interpretation there means that it didn't come by man's imagination. For the prophecy came not of old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Though God used men as writers and speakers, the interpretation here means man didn't produce it. Man didn't produce it. It came from the Holy Spirit. God is the one and only author of his word. Therefore, God's word is consistent in his teachings and does not contradict itself like the works of men, the writings of men. Here you have a Bible written over a span of what, 1,500 years? By 40 different authors? Not one word, not one book, not one story contradicts. But yet, we can write a letter, or we can be in court, have two witnesses, but this testimony will contradict his. And they live in the same age. That shows you something about God's word. There truly is just one author. Amen. Just one author. And not only that, they believed in the conclusion of God's word. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15. We're familiar with that scripture. It says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly or handling aright the word of God or the word of truth. You know, whatever conclusion you come to about scripture, it must not contradict another scripture. False doctrines abound because this principle has been violated. You look at some of the things that are taught out in the world today, and you will find that they reek with contradiction. But when you teach the truth, there is no contradiction. God's word must be rightly divided or properly handled. Like the Berean FBI, when you properly handle God's word, you will arrive at the right conclusion. But then, there's salvation. Salvation. The Bereans, oh, they were faithful Bible investigators because they believed in salvation. The FBI agent is looking to get a conviction. The Berean FBI were already convicted. They were convicted that they needed salvation. It says that they received the word with what? All readiness of mind. All readiness of mind. Why? Because of its power. The power of God's word. Turn to Matthew 22 and verse 29. You know, Jesus would say to those on this occasion, you know, those who thought they really knew, especially the Pharisees and the scribes, those who really thought they knew something, he would say to them, you do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of God. Did the Pharisees know the scriptures? Yes. Did the scribes know the scriptures? Yes. But what was the problem? They didn't see Jesus in the scriptures. Jesus would say on one occasion, search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which do testify of me. They didn't see Jesus in the scriptures. And he's all over the Old Testament. But these men who thought they knew everything knew nothing. You do err, not knowing the scriptures nor the power of God. Look in Romans chapter 1 and verse 16. Paul would say on that occasion, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the what? The power of God unto salvation, unto everyone that believeth. Power there comes from the Greek word dunamis, which we get our word dynamite. It is the power of God. Why? Because the scriptures contain the gospel of Jesus Christ. So the scriptures tell us, and this is the power, they tell us that the sinner must hear the gospel, that the sinner must believe the gospel and believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, that the sinner must repent of his sins and turn to Christ, that the sinner must confess with their mouth before others their belief that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Then the sinner must be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin and then be raised up, no longer a sinner. Now a child of God. That's what the Bereans came to believe. And that's the power of the scriptures. The scriptures have the power to translate you from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. That's power. There is nothing else on earth that's going to set you right with God outside of the scriptures. You won't find it. You can pray all you want to. You can do all the good works that you want to, Mother Teresa, notwithstanding. You can be the best person that people think you can be, but without the scriptures, without obeying the gospel, without the blood of Jesus Christ, it's all for naught. Why calleth me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? We have so many warnings about those who in that day will say, Lord, have I not prophesied in thy name? Have I not cast out devils? Have I not done many wonderful works? And he will profess to them, I never knew you. Matthew 7 and verse 21. I never knew you. How would you feel if you had to stand before God And you've done so many good things here on this earth, except for the one thing that got you to the blood of Jesus Christ. And all those works that you did before him were for nothing. Because he says, I never knew you. Depart from me. That's going to be so sad for so many people. The Bereans believed in the power. And because of that, they were able to profit from God's word. Psalm 1 and verse 3 talks about the man. We already read part of this. Who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate both day and night. Look at what it says in verse 3. Look at his profit. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. That's a faithful Bible investigator, the Lord's FBI. This type of profiting only applies to the man of God. You see, before you become a man of God and you search the scriptures, you're like the Bereans. You're just the Berean FBI. But then once you obey the scriptures, then you become the Lord's FBI. The Lord's FBI. This type of profiting applies to the man of God. Turn to 2 Timothy, if you will, chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3. We already read the first part of verse 16. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God. But look at what it says in the second part of 16 and 17. And is profitable for, number one, for doctrine. That means it reveals what is right. Number two, for reproof. That means it reveals what is not right. Number three, for correction. That means it reveals how to get right. Number four, for instruction in righteousness. That means it reveals how to stay right. And then it says that a man of God may be perfect, thoroughly or throughly furnished unto all good works. That's so you can be all right. Is that all right? Amen. Is that all right? Well, say amen. That's all right. The Bereans, their search ended with them profiting, for it says in verse 12, and many of them believed. That means that they comprehended, and then they complied to what the gospel required them to do to gain salvation that is found in Jesus Christ. The Berean FBI, they became the Lord's FBI, the Lord's faithful Bible investigators. What about us? How much time do we spend in God's word? If you're not a Christian, where are you looking for salvation? Are you looking to the scriptures? Or are you looking to something else? Because if you're looking to something else, you're not going to find it. Separate and apart from the scriptures, you will not learn of salvation. Paul would say that about Timothy. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15. From a child, thou hast known the holy scriptures, which were able to make thee wise unto salvation. Want to become wise unto salvation? You got to search the scriptures. You got to become the FBI. A faithful Bible investigator. And if you need to do that, investigate the Bible, you'll find out that you need to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. And then believing that, you have to repent of your sins. Luke 13 and verse 3. Except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Acts 17 and verse 30. Because God has appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by that one whom he has ordained. And he has given us witness and that he raised them from the dead. He has given us the assurance that Jesus is going to be our judge. And so you got to repent. You got to repent of your sins. And then, upon repenting of your sins, you must confess that Jesus is Christ, the Son of God. And upon that confession, then you could be baptized into Christ, raised to walk in newness of life. Now you found salvation. Because you were a faithful Bible investigator. If you need to respond, we ask you to do so while we encourage you in song.
I've got enough.